2 Timothy 1:12. Now, have you ever lost stuff? Who here has lost stuff? Had it stolen or just lost it? Isn't that just horrible? I remember one time we left our garage door open and we had some bicycles in there. And we were right in the kitchen, right there. And they came in and took the bicycles and rode out with us right there. Man, that felt so bad. Man, another time I went to the airport and I had my iPad with me. And I was picking up the bishop at the airport. And they kept on making me ride around. I don't want to keep you standing, but let me just tell you this story. And I put the iPad in the push cart where you put the luggage. And the guy kept on saying, you can't park this iPad. Took out all the luggage, got in the car, drove off and left the iPad in the car. But you know, I use that iPad for my messages, for my Bible study. I had given that stuff to God. 4 months later, Apple calls me and says, an old man walked in our store and said, he's got this iPad and he can't make it work and he can't even unlock it and he can't open it, so he's decided to give it in. My message today is, who has got your stuff? Who has got your stuff? 2 Timothy 1:12 says, for which cause, this is Paul, I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able, and repeat after me, to keep. That which I have committed,
unto him.
Against that day. Let's bow our heads one more time. Lord, we ask you to anoint me, O God. Give me utterance, O Lord, that your word find a good soil, that it will be planted in someone's soul to enlighten them, to bless them, to lift them up in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you're seated, turn to someone, shake your hand and say, who's got your stuff?
Who's got your stuff?
Amen. You may be seated. Yes, somebody has got some of my stuff. But what I'm trying to tell you today is, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. My question is, who's got your stuff? There are two things you can do to make sure about who has got your stuff. You have to give it to the right person. You have to give it to the right person. You see, in Psalms 37, verse 5, David says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Do you know your way is stuff as well? You can commit whatever you want to the Lord, and then he will have your stuff. Psalms 37, 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I want to show you another scripture. That is committing your way. But you've got some other stuff that we need to give to the right person. I really believe the Lord returned that iPad because the only thing I use it for, really, is for his work. Amen. And even though it was gone for 4 months, it got too hot in that guy's hand. Whoever had it, they had to turn it back in after 4 months. You know, when you have given God your stuff, he's going to keep it safe. The Bible says that, Paul says, whatever I've entrusted to him, I am persuaded that he is able to keep it. Anytime I've tried to keep my stuff, I lose it. But when I've given it to God, you can never lose it. You can never lose it. You see, there's two things you can commit to God. In Psalm 37, 5, it says, commit your ways. You see, we will lose even our way if we do not commit it to God. Yes. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Sometimes we commit our way to our own understanding, our own plans. We think, okay, this is how you work it out. This is what's going to work out for me. And we mess up. We lose it. Amen. Proverbs 16, verse 3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord. So now we have two solutions for keeping your stuff. Number one, you're going to have to commit your way. But the one thing I had committed to him Even after 4 months, Apple called me and said, hey, we have your laptop here. I mean, your iPad here. And they gave it back to me. I thought that was a miracle. After 4 months, it had disappeared in the airport, and God preserved it because I had given it to Him. See, we don't baptize babies, but we dedicate them. You look at the Bible, when children were given to the Lord, God kept His stuff. The Bible says that Jesus said that the Father, no one can pluck anything out of His hand. So my question today is, who's got your stuff? Is it you trying to keep yourself? Is it you trying to keep your things? Or have you found a way to give it to the one whom nobody can steal from? Who has got your stuff? See, rich people, really rich people, know how to keep their stuff. You know what they do? They hire bodyguards. They have bank accounts, plural. They don't have it in one bank because that's not safe. They have made sure where their stuff is being kept. Who's got your stuff? See, the first thing the Bible says about the devil is that he is a liar and a thief. He wants to take your stuff. The first thing he wants to take from you is your joy. Did you know that? You could just be having a great service today and feeling on top of the world. You've just been blessed. You've just been worshiping. And you know what? The devil is out there ready, waiting to take your joy. He's going to come to you. Let me just tell you what's going to happen. Some of you can call me and say, that's what exactly what happened. He's going to come to you today, and somebody's going to call you and drop a word in your ear that's just going to take your joy. You see, who has got your stuff? If your joy is in the Lord, if your joy is not in just an entertaining service, but your joy is really in the salvation, if your joy is in who you believe, if you've entrusted your salvation to Him, the devil can't take your stuff. He will not be able to take your joy. The Bible says that He only comes to steal and to destroy. Who's got your stuff? We need to commit everything, both our way and our works. Now, if you looked up the definition in the Hebrew, the thing for work was maseh. And it says deed, work, thing done, act, labor. You can give your job to God. Even if the devil takes it, you know what that means? He's got a better job.
Yes.
Everything that we have given to God, no one can take it. Who has got your stuff? David said, I'm going to give him my way. Commit your ways. That means it doesn't have to be material things. It can be even just your way of living, your moral decisions. If you will commit that to the Lord, He will have your stuff. Amen. He says in Psalms 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to the pass. See, the devil first wants to take your joy. And if he takes your joy, the opposite of joy is grief and mourning. The Bible said that he will replace the spirit of mourning for a spirit of oil of joy. So the opposite of joy is mourning. The devil is like a bad tooth fairy. Instead of leaving you a quarter after taking your tooth, he'll take your joy and leave you some grief. Leave you some depression. Leave you some mourning. He's got a very bad deal for you. We need to commit our ways unto the Lord. Then once we've committed our ways, then we can commit our work. The word for work there is nothing. It means deed. Work, thing done, labor, business, pursuit, undertaking. Is there something you're planning this week? Have you spoken to the Lord about it? Have you committed it to Him? Has He got your stuff? See, Paul knew that he said, I've given Him everything. In Timothy, the first scripture we read, it said that he is able to keep that which I have committed. You see, in some of these big banks you walk into, you see have you ever seen the lock, the room where they keep the lock boxes? You ever seen it home? They got this huge steel door with all these bars. And they think that that is safe. But there have been robbers that have been able to break into there. That stuff is not safe. Not in the least bit. Because the devil, if he can get your stuff, he will first take your joy. And like a bad tooth fairy, he'll leave you in grief. Instead of being joyful when you leave this service, you'll be all depressed because someone has dropped a word in your ear and got you taken away your joy. Don't let the devil take your joy. Commit your stuff unto the Lord. I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed. God can keep the things you have given him. The trouble is, most of us have only given him a little.
Say it.
We've only given him this thing. We only pray about this aspect, and the rest we're holding on to. It's okay, God, I got this. I can handle this. See, we thought we had those bikes safe because we were right there. We were right there. We didn't have to lock the garage door. They wouldn't dare come in there when they could see us. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, they did. We have to give God our stuff. And our stuff is not just material things. It's our way of life. If you want God to keep your way of life, you have to give him your stuff.
Yes.
You can't hold on to it. You can't keep doing the things you're doing and think you've given God your stuff. No. The devil will come and take your stuff. Amen. You see, we find in the Bible that not only will he try and steal your joy, he wants to take your blessing. He wants to take away every blessing that you have. Now, this is the part that you're not going to like. If we want God to keep our blessing, then what do? We give it to him. We give him our blessing. You can, as I said last Sunday, the Lord tested me. Those of you who weren't here Thursday night, I said to you, you can't outgive God. Isn't that what I said? If you were here, I don't remember which service. And the very time we went home, here comes a lady, calls me. And it was 5 o'clock, and you know how bad the weather was. And I was tired, and I didn't want to do anything or go anywhere. And she was crying on the phone and said she had 2 kids and was being kicked out on the street. She had nowhere to go. And she had called 211. She couldn't get a hotel. She couldn't. And then I looked at my wife and looked at the phone. Like, why did I answer this? Now I'm just confessing. I'm just being honest. I didn't want to do nothing. I'm just being honest. My flesh said, you didn't know this number. Why did you pick it up? You know what? I really hadn't at that point given my stuff to God. But I remembered what I boasted in front of you all, saying that you can't outgive God. So I said to my, well, what are we going to do? Shall we just tell her, what shall we do to begin? No, we're going to have to do it. She reminded me too. She said, you told the church you can't outgive God. And even though it wasn't in our plan, in our budget, that wasn't planned for. And I'm not boasting, I'm just telling you a story here of what you can give. You want your blessing to come back to you? Commit back to God.
Amen.
So here's what happened. We went and picked her up, and she said, you know, she didn't have any food, so we went and bought her food and kids and took her to a hotel and got her in the hotel. And she said, I said, well, you know, what are you going to do tomorrow? She said, it's okay, I'm going to get paid tomorrow, and I've got a place set up, and if I give him the whole paycheck, he'll let me in. I said, well, I thought to myself, well, what is she going to do after that? She won't have any more money, but I let it go. So during the day, the next day, my wife called me and told me that the lady had called and said she'd made a mistake because it was the 31st. She actually won't get paid till the next day. So she still has nowhere to go and still needs some more help. And I said, well, Lord, I'm going to prove you. So we got her another night in the hotel and everything. And that night, someone sent us more than what we had paid. When you commit your finances to the Lord, he can keep it. Who's got your stuff? Now your stuff could be your joy. You got to give that to him. How do you give your joy to him? When you come here, you lift your hands, you worship. When you don't feel like it, when you don't feel like praising, you're going to give him his due. And he will return to you the stuff in good shape. He said, I'll give it to you pressed down, running over.
Amen.
See, you have to commit your ways and your works. Rich people, what they do to protect their stuff, they hire some guards. You see all these celebrities, and they always got this big 6'5" guy with dark glasses and something in his ear. And they have their money in many banks. But even there, their stuff is not safe. See, in Luke chapter 12, verse 18, Jesus told what's going to happen to those people. Their stuff isn't going to be safe. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. I'm going to plan to be even richer. I'm going to get some more accounts opened up. I'm going to do what it takes to get to the top. And there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. But you know the next verse says, thou fool, Because this night, your stuff is required from you. And this time, your stuff is your life. Who have you given your stuff to? Rich people can't keep their stuff safe. They're deluding themselves. Because the one thing that is the most important thing to them, they can't keep it safe. The Bible says, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? No amount of bodyguards, no amount of the greenbacks, the Benjamins, is going to keep that safe. Unless you give it to the only person who can keep it safe.
Amen.
Satan is coming for your stuff. When you leave this service, just look out. He's around there somewhere. Through a phone call through somebody tomorrow at work is going to get on your last nerve. Somebody is going to try and take away your joy. Somebody is going to try and steal your blessing. Commit thy ways unto the Lord and commit thy works unto the Lord. That's what the scripture, that's the only way to keep your stuff safe. Amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you, lots of us think that we are strong enough to keep our stuff. I couldn't believe these people walked right in the garage when we were right there. Right there. How could they dare do that? You know what? I found out we can't keep our stuff. Commit our ways unto the Lord. Who has got your stuff? If you think you have it, you're in for a big, big surprise one of these days.
See,
your stuff will go.
It's so true.
One day, a few months ago, Christopher called me and said, someone has broken in. And that's a terrible feeling. They took a lot of stuff. They took a lot of stuff. I've had stuff taken too. But the things that I have given to the Lord, He's either replaced it with better things or He's had it returned to me. I'm telling you that we need today to make a pledge in 2014. I'm going to give all my stuff to God. Whether it's my material blessings, whether it's the things that I'm working on, whether it's my plans, whether it's my intentions, I'm going to give it to you, Lord, because nobody can take away the stuff that you have. Amen. People put their trust in banks and in security guards. And they have multiple accounts. Well, they figure, well, if this bank goes, I still have this bank and that bank. See, they think that their stuff is protected. But for a Christian, how do we protect our stuff? How do we protect our stuff? You can't do it on your own. The devil will walk right in, even while you're home, and take your bikes.
See?
He doesn't care that you're at home. He'll come in and take your stuff without you even so much as realizing that he has taken you on a path you didn't want to go down. He has diverted you from the path that that Jesus wants you on. He'll take your stuff.
Yes.
He'll take your joy. He'll take your blessing because you have not committed it unto him. In the Sunday school today, we talked about the widow woman whose son had died. She thought she could protect him. We see in the story that even though he was dead, the scripture said she had it still to her bosom. The prophet had to come up and say, give me the child. The child was dead, but she was still holding on, thinking she could bring him back to life or something. A lot of times we have a dead situation that we're holding on to. Instead of giving it to the only one who says, I am the resurrection and the life. You have to give your stuff to God. Even if it's stuff that looks hopeless, even if it's stuff that looks worthless, you give it to God and He can multiply it. He can resurrect it. He can turn it around. Nobody has ever stolen from God. John chapter 17 verse 12. It says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. See, Jesus kept his disciples, except the one who chose to walk away. He said, follow me. And they said, I'm going to follow you. And he says, here, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. Have you given yourself to God? Have you committed your ways to him? Have you committed your works to him? Because nobody can steal from him. This is the important part. It says, none of them is lost. None of them is lost. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. It goes on in John chapter 10 verse 28. It says, and I give unto them eternal life. and they shall never perish. And here's the part I like. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. When you have given God your stuff, it is safe.
Yes.
Fort Knox is not safe compared to the hand of God.
Yes.
Fort Knox is not good enough compared to walking in the will of God. Someone I saw on Facebook said the safest place is in the will of God.
Yes.
The safest place is in the will of God. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Commit thy works unto the Lord. Don't try hiring a bodyguard. Don't try putting it in several banks, because the banks can fail. The mortgage company can fail. The job can fail. City of Detroit can fail. There's a lot of people committed their pensions working 30 years for the city of Detroit and thought, man, I can retire now. And guess what? They committed it to the wrong enterprise. It's gone. They're only going to get pennies on the dollar. Because they committed it to the wrong thing. But you cannot outgive God, because that's not the end of the story. A little while later in the week, someone sent us another double what we already had paid. You want to be blessed? You give your blessing to God. Commit it unto Him. You try and keep it, it'll be like a hole in your pocket. You'll never keep any money. The car will keep going bad. The dog will need a vet shot. You know how it goes. When you try and take money from God, this is what happens.
You better say it.
But when you give it to God, you cannot outgive Him. He supplied double what we spent last week for that lady, because we committed it to Him.
Amen.
See, the blessings of God are a flow, not a stagnant pool. A lot of us, when we get stuff, we just want to hold on to it. But if you are blessed, you're being blessed for a reason. You've been blessed to bless. You have been given to give. You have been given to give. Now that not necessarily means money. Maybe it's just a prayer. Maybe God has made you a prayer warrior. Maybe, like, you know, you're a cleaner. You come and you bless the church through cleaning. Maybe you do bake something. Maybe you do other things. But we all need to commit whatever God has given us unto Him. Whatever talent He's blessed you with, you give it to Him. When I was about 8 years old, I went to a church service. And I saw this gospel group. And it was the most beautiful music I'd ever heard. And I said, as an 8 year old, I said, I want to learn to play the guitar. And I made a pledge to God. I said, God, if you will let me play like I saw this guy play, I will always play for you. I will not play for any other kind of music.
Amen.
And God enabled it to happen.
Amen.
He blessed me with being able to play. Till many, many years later, I got to meet the one guy I had seen when I was 8 years old. My mother took me to meet him. And we sat down, and I told him the story. And God has just blessed whatever I have committed to Him. When you commit your life to Him, He can make you a prophet. I know you are not going to have any children. You're there drunk at the altar. No, no. Eli, I'm praying for a child. She prays, Lord, if you give me a child, I'm going to commit him to you. The Lord hears her prayer. A few months later, she has a baby. And she gives him to the Lord. And you all know the story of Samuel. The Lord makes him His own. He starts speaking to him as a child. Says, Samuel, whatever you commit to the Lord, He will give it back to you.
Amen.
Multiply. God wants us to hear a message today. What in 2014 are you going to give to Him? Who's got your stuff? Who's got your life? Who's got your material blessing? Because it can go just like that. You may be healthy today. Tomorrow, you could feel a pain. And you know, one of the strangest things that happened in the church down there, there was a brother in the church. And one Sunday we saw him and he was complaining of some sickness and we heard he was sick. And 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, he was dead. Diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and dead, just like that. I mean, one Sunday he was in church walking around, and just like that he was gone. 2014 is not promised to us.
Amen.
What is promised to us that the Lord said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Who has got your stuff? What are you doing with the things, your way and your work? David said, commit your way unto the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Solomon said, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. You won't have to be worried about what's going to happen. Lord, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I've committed my work to you. I'm going to just rest upon you. Because you have promised to never leave me, nor forsake me. You have said nobody can steal from you. You said you've not lost one of them. When you commit your way, when you commit your work to God, you can rest. Don't let the devil come and steal your joy. Commit it to God by worshiping. Make a promise. I'm going to worship like I've never worshiped in 24 years. I'm going to come here and lift my hands. Even if I don't know this song, I'm going to stand my feet. I'm going to raise my hand. I'm going to commit all aspects of my life to you, Lord, because you are the keeper of my soul. You are the deliverer. You are the healer. You are the one that steps me up on high. You are the lifter of my head. Otherwise, you're going to lose it all. What will a man give in exchange for his soul?
Yes.
See, these rich men think they can keep it. In 1928, Wall Street came crashing down. People were jumping out of buildings. Lost everything. Lost everything. See, I don't worry about Wall Street. You know why? I got nothing to lose. I'm not invested in Wall Street. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be prudent and save. But the Bible says, where your treasure is, there is your heart. Who's got your stuff? Because that's where your heart will be. That's where your heart will be. You can just test yourself. Where are you thinking about right now? What are you worried about right now? What's got you gripped right now? Because that's where your stuff is. And if it's not being held by God, it's not in the right hands. David said, commit thy ways. Solomon said, commit thy works. When you put the two of them together, you're in good shape. If you've committed your ways and all your plans to God, then it says thy thoughts, you can sleep good at night. You can sleep good at night. I don't want to use myself, but you can sleep good at night. You don't have to worry because, hey, God's got this. He had my iPad saved up. I think he just wanted to bless Christopher, really, is what he did. I bought another iPad. See? And so when they gave me this one back, I said, well, okay, here, Chris, you have this. When you have committed yourself to God, you have invested in his kingdom. And his return is not like the stock market, which is like 10%, but it is a 60-fold, 100-fold. You know, that's 1,000%. That's 10,000 times. That's when you know you are doing well, when you are not in the stock market, but you're in the heavenly kingdom of God. Let's stand today. Who's got your stuff? Who's got your stuff? What are you doing with your way and with your works? Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You don't have to worry. If like me, you think just by being there, you've got the devil scared, you've got another thing coming. Walked in there brazen and just got on that bike and rode up. And that's right there. I tell you, if you will commit your ways and your works to God, thy thoughts shall be established. I think you won't have these sleepless nights where you wake up at 4 and are worried. And I'm talking to me too, you know. I have more stuff I need to commit. I wish I had committed that laptop. I wish I could commit some more stuff. I need to do some more.